Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I don't know where this restaurant's at. Looks like it might be a foreign country, Asian country of some sort, but they have a big like gate up, and it's an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and if you can slip through the gate, depending how much percentage you get off your bill. So it's basically it's fat shaming or skinny helping. I don't know. But this little skinny Asian helping. Girl. So the 10%, I don't even know if any of us can go through the 10% one because this girl's a pretty skinny looking Asian girl. Then there's 20%, there's 50%, then there's 100%. I don't think she could get through the 50%. Maybe she could. I'm not sure.
Are we crawling through a hole? Are we doing the limbo?
What are we doing? It's like a gate.
I'm seeing a picture here on Reddit.
Yeah, it's like a big fence.
Mongolian master.
Where is this?
Mongolia?
Sure.
Is it a foreign? I don't see this happening in the U.S. country, only because the gate had to be a lot wider.
No, everyone in the restaurant seems to be of some sort of Asian descent, and the menu in the background.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's like descending sizes of you know, you just got to slide between these two little poles.
Right.
And that'll determine.
How big would they be at like at an all-you-can-eat buffet in America?
Oh, the width of a door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a city here, Kuching, K-U-Ching, and I don't see a country.
Yeah, this guy that's trying to squeeze through here is
barely
fitting through the 10% discount.
So the discount is directly related to your body size.
Yeah, you try to squeeze through there, yeah. You have to get through that.
They couldn't do that in this country.
No.
Pete Lee has an old joke that I think about frequently about how they should make the cookie aisle skit, like you should have to be able to fit through the cookie aisle to buy cookies.
You must That's be this funny, skinny.
Yeah.
Here's a problem with this, though, Todd, for me and you. I'll throw you under the bus here, too. We could probably fit through something, then our head would get stuck.
Yeah. But I got my body through.
You got my body through, but your head's the one eating.
I think everybody in this room could get a 10 or 20% discount. 30 might be
I don't know. 20 is thin, puss. I have video of the girl walking through 20. I don't think we go through 20.
You could suck it in.
Yeah, what it is just a big standing rack of wood. And if you can slide through the two pieces of wood, it looks like anybody can get a 10% discount. This guy didn't look that fat, and he's going to get a 20% discount.
Well, she went through the 50. I don't think she'd go through the 100, the girl I'm looking at now, but she's a cute little Asian chick. Right?
No, it doesn't look like it's in the entrance. It looks like it's optional.
Well, if you want the discount, it's not the entrance. No, it's not the entrance. That'd be a fire hazard, first of all.
True.
All the fatties died in the fire, right? No, you're right. I think it's probably you're allowed to do it if you want to get the discount. I get it,
Kuching is a city in Malaysia.
I wish it was Kuching. Doesn't it sound like Kuching to me? Right.
The first part
Kuching.
Does.
Kuching. Malaysia. Okay, all right. Somebody should do this in the United States. And I think that it would be, they'd be.
Oh, it would create furor.
Yeah, that'd be fat shaming.
You're fat shaming, Tyler.
Right, right.
Or offering a discount.
Yeah, but only for skinny people.
I'm not fat shaming. I think the restaurant would be fat shaming. You're right.
Yeah, if you
that,
if somebody
would come out.
If somebody tried to do it in here in the States, that'd be the first thing that anybody would say.
I get that. If it's all you can eat, why not?
Right. I blame you. Right. I get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally get that.
I mean, don't they already do this for airplanes? And if you can't fit through the door, you're not getting on the plane.
Yeah, but the doors of an airplane are pretty big. And like it's a little,
I've watched my 600-pound life.
I don't think it would happen in a U.S. restaurant. I think it'd be kind of funny, though, if they did it in a restaurant and lower the percentage but have really wide gates, just for guys with big guts to get through. Now you get 4% off,
I was going to say, started at 1.
1%,
yeah. 1% off.
Yeah, 1% off.
You just saved $2.
Yeah. But that fat sister show, she just had to hang out in the back of a van without seats.
Oh, you watched that show, didn't you?
I saw that part.
Yeah.
When they took her to the truck, like to the semi-weigh station to find out how much she weighed.
Yeah.
I don't think she's getting on a plane. Yeah. And she's definitely not going to get discounted.
Did you ever
feel
better about yourself than when you were watching that show?
No.
I was going to say, that's got to make you feel real good about everything that's going on. Like, well, I'm not that.
Yeah, but it's sad, isn't it?
No, or do you just feel bad for the others?
Oh, yeah, and you feel bad for watching it and having a snack while you're watching it.
A chess sandwich watching that might be pretty bad. Okay.
I think the only show that ever made me feel better about myself was like the early Teen Mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The later versions, when they started making money and their house is nicer than yours, they're like, well, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah, but some of them did make a bunch of money. And some of them had to get anally probed, too, to make money,
True.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sold replicas of their butt.
That was a private sex tape that was
Between her and her porn star husband, right? A porn star boyfriend.
She had great James lighting Dean. In her room.
They were dating him and her and James Dean were dating the porn star, right?
Yeah, and they just happened to be in a very well-lit
butt sex,
equipped studio,
right?
With
more than one camera, but that was a private tape, Todd.
Yes, it was.
They did not want that to be released.
And damn whoever released it.
Yes.
Damn whoever leaked it.
Damn you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of porn, unrealistic porn standards. We all know those. What's the story on that?
Yeah. Oh, that was an email we got. Remember we were talking
about
We were talking about that lady wrote us wanting the trained counseling about how to talk to her 13-year-old son about how porn isn't real. Don't expect that.
Oh, okay. That was an email. Okay. All right.
And we got somebody else checking in. Walsh's Steer Hole.
That's a Deadpool name?
Yeah, that's his Deadpool name.
Was he the guy that should treat it like WWE?
No.
Oh,
no.
It's a different one.
No, this is another one. This ended up in our junk mail folder
appropriately.
Yesterday. Yeah. You guys were talking about the first porn you ever saw and the unrealistic expectations set by said porn. I was in middle school in 2007, and my cousin showed my brother and I where my uncle hid his porno mags in the barn. That was probably the first time I saw naked women. We read dozens of magazines that day. But a couple weeks later, I had a sleepover with some buddies, and one of them brought their laptop. See, this is all—we never had this.
No.
This would have been so much easier. Once my friend's parents went to bed, all seven of us snuck to the basement. Once he locked the door, he instantly brought up the laptop, showed us a quote-unquote cool video that was making the rounds on the internet. It began with a couple of lesbians making out, blah 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 blah. Then one of them, they grab, and it's two girls, one cup.
First point. How old are the guys? How old are the kids watching this?
What did it say? Middle school.
Brutal. I mean, a grown man can't handle that video.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys are probably, nobody understands that video, which is so horrible, you know. And if you don't know it, go look at it.
Oh, don't do
or
that.
Or not. Yeah, that's one of those haunting videos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But go ahead and look at it, you know, because then you'll know what we're talking about how horrible it is, right?
But yeah, we never had the internet at our disposal, but we also never had to all of a sudden get
See that, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's in the end, I think we win by not having the internet in middle school.
Yes. You go watch Animal Farm, by the way. I told you I saw that movie years ago at a party. Somebody broke out the movie Animal Farm. It is what you think it is.
There you go, boys.
It's an illegal, obviously an illegal tape. Somebody had a copy of it.
Oh, this is not the George Orwell book?
No, it's not the George Orwell book. No, it shows people banging animals. It's pretty brutal, man. You know, and it was just a drunken party. Everybody's in their 20s going, what the hell is this?
Apparently if you put porn in the subject title, it goes to the junk mail.
More than likely, yeah. That's probably what sent it to the junk folder.
You read Stinkweed
Pete's? Company's got some standards.
Has he shared this before? He said he has. Circa 1987. I was in the 8th grade or 6th grade. 11 or 12. Went to a buddy's house for a sleepover. Asked him if I should bring anything besides my sleepover stuff. Just a dollar, he says. He lived at a very large 3-story apartment complex, and at dusk we went out to roam the grounds. You bring the dollar, he whispered. We rounded the corner to see a garden-level apartment patio with a number of kids milling about, ranging in age from maybe 7 to 16. I showed my buddy the dollar. He nodded, and everyone just kind of stood around for a minute. I asked him what we were doing, and he replied, we're going to see boobs. I'd seen a Playboy or two, swimsuit issue, Sears catalog. Now I was kind of excited. A mustached man in a robe popped out of the sliding door and instantly got mobbed by kids handing him dollars. He looked over at me and said, hey, where's my dollar? I handed it over to him out of sheer terror. He smiled, went back inside, closed the door. I felt instantly duped. But then the lights went out, the curtains opened up, and a 19-inch TV on a stand with a Betamax system flickered to life. Full-blown, skeezy, ultra pube porn European variety, I think.
Oh, man.
All the kids started to push and shove and jockey for position at the window. I wasn't even sure what the hell I was looking at.
Right.
My buddy and I were both a little confused and weirded out and just went back to the apartment to play Super Mario Brothers in silence. We talked about going back someday, but never did. Yeah, apparently this guy had his own setup, his own little theater. Show starts every night at dusk, all ages welcome. I'm sure he's doing well now. No trouble. I bet his side gig did keep him knee-deep in Pabst and Camels, though.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that's jail, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't show kids that. You know,
that's contributing to the delinquency at least.
Oh, hardcore,
maybe
man.
More.
Yeah, there's got to be some pornography charges in that, I would think, too, you know?
Plus, isn't that some sort of piracy chart? You're showing a public exhibition of a movie without paying for the rights?
Yeah, you're not given the...
For gushers like Walsh. Yeah,
you're not giving gushers their royalties.
Gusher girls, right.
Yeah, that's in that disclaimer, you know, you can't show it publicly without, paying for it and stuff.
Exactly. Old Gusher Girls, check it out. That's your local theater, you know. That's funny, man. That guy couldn't have lasted long. He had to be busted. Somebody had to tell somebody.
At least somebody's dad came over at some point and said, hey. And
you
get,
going
you know,
to Joe's theater again?
Unless everybody just kept quiet so they could keep going back to
kids
watch the Betamax
quiet.
Porn. But yeah, you're right. They
We're going to see
kids don't
boobs.
Keep quiet, man.
Yeah, you don't say anything. You can't argue.
They bang a teacher. They don't keep quiet about that. Remember that, ladies, if you're going to school today. And you're about to teach. Stop banging the kids. All right. no more story on that. By the way, we never mentioned that the husband's name. We feel bad for that guy, but I don't know how that got out there, which is pretty lame, actually. So, Todd, what is the story on the?
We got an email about the whip guy.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
a guy somewhere in the middle of the street, somewhere whipping cars.
Right? Yeah,
in Omaha.
Fellas, I'm in a building around 40th and Dodge Street. Is that where that happened?
Yeah,
40th and Farnham.
Yep. 40th Farnham, right?
Sonny is a regular near and around our job site. Or as we call him, the gladiator. One time outside our fence, he picked up a piece of rebar and a trash can lid and made stabbing motions at one of our construction workers. He clearly has some issues. The whip you talk about is an extension cord that he repeatedly lassos the air with. He practices for hours every day. He also plays an acoustic guitar that has no strings. Sonny is our unofficial mascot and generally harmless, although he does not like heavy equipment and traffic. Please don't say my name. Okay, he should have put that first.
Oh, he's not. This guy's
did I say his name?
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
Please don't say my name or company or my email heading. We didn't say any of that.
Well, Sonny guy's not boring.
This guy's got a high up job, too.
Yeah, I got caught up at playing an acoustic guitar that has no strings.
Yeah.
Is that like deluxe air guitar? Where you have the guitar, but still no strings?
Oh, yeah, I was going back to the Animal House song. I gave my love a cherry that had no stone.
Yeah.
I'm glad we
And you play that on a guitar with no strings.
This guy's a superintendent at whatever job he's at, too. I can say that, but he's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. We could give you his telephone number, his mobile
number. No, let's not do that.
And Todd did not say the name?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think I did.
I think he said we just have an email about the whip guy.
Yeah.
I always love when the emails come through that have a professional header like that. And it's like, signed infinite butt stuff.
Oh, when they give their Deadpool name, right? Yeah. And they're like a boss somewhere, high up somewhere, you know.
I like
supervisor of medicine.
Like the other day when
Angle Tragedy's my name. Yeah.
The other day when we were talking about the Grunt brothers and the vaults, you know, that people are buried in, and then we get an email from a guy who is a mortician.
Right.
And like this guy, he's just driving into work, going to his normal job, listening to us.
I can answer that.
Yeah. And then you know, contributing to this mess and then going on into his normal job. Yeah. And dealing with dead people all day.
Right.
And then Jack sends us a picture of, I don't know, looks like some kind of Focus, Nick. It's in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And it is adorned. It's wrapped in, it's blue and a bunch of flamingos. There are flamingos all over this car.
I think there's a lot of people that have no idea what the flamingos mean. There's a house in my neighborhood that just has a bunch of flamingos. And they were like, hey, you were flamingoed for developmental disability awareness or something.
You're going to get some people
knocking on your door and be like, hey.
Flamingos might mean swingers, right? But, you know, on the back of this car, Todd, is actually an ad for a realtor. So
that's what it looks like.
Probably just a realtor's car and think the flamingos are cute looking and it stands out.
Or
maybe the realtor swings.
Yeah. Can I sell you a house or bang your husband? You know, one of the two.
What's that show we watch, Todd? Well, those clips we watch.
Swinging on a budget?
No, the sex of the realtors.
Property sex.
Property sex, it's a realtor showing the apartments or something like that.
Yeah, that's porn.
Or the condos. It's called porn, they're nice little vignettes, I call them.
It's the same guy who apparently he buys a lot of houses.
I thought you guys were watching the other episodes of Property Brothers that I haven't seen or something.
No. This is actual porn.
This guy buys lots of houses. And
he gets to bang the chicks showing him the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how That's how they seal the deal.
Yes, I would sign those papers too. Yeah.
Yeah, the flamingo realtor just sells homes with tarp rooms.
Well, a lot of them are first-time realtors and are kind of nervous and would really like to sell their first house.
Yeah.
So he proposes things, and eventually they make the sale.
Huh? Yeah.
Everybody ends up happy.
They're great little vignettes. You want to check them out.
But, it's called porn.
You'll see them at Larry's house for $1 tomorrow if you want to. I don't know.
Get on the internet and watch them for free these days.
Yeah. Yeah, this is somewhere in Iowa. It's a light blue. Is that a Focus? Yeah.
It sure looks like a Ford
Focus. I think
it's
a four-door Focus, not the hatchback.
It's a four-door,
I would not trust a realtor that drives a Ford Focus.
Zoom in enough to figure out who the realtor is?
I don't know. She got cans, I can tell that.
I would assume it's her. Unless she's driving
around. No, it's her.
Yeah, promoting somebody else.
She has no idea flamingos mean swinging.
Your realtor should at least drive a Toyota.
Yeah.
Honda something.
You're right, because I know some. I mean,
a newer Ford. They don't even make the Ford. Your realtor should, right? Unless it's an antique car, like drive a vehicle that's still made.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they're starting out realtors, owing the cash for it too. For that
maybe
matter.
She specializes in rentals.
Yeah.
Austin Anderson in the studio a little later on this morning. Nick's out doing some comedy in Council Bluffs, right?
Yes, Maggie Mays Friday night.
Comedian Aaron Weber is going to be in the studio with us too. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Come on back. Yeah.